your presence. That's where I want to be.
Please open your Bibles to Acts chapter 19. And what we've been doing the last basically 4 years is trying to find what has happened to the church at large. And today we're going to talk about the new spirituality. And we're going to compare it to what the Bible says, to what the emergent churches, and then what the goal is, the new spirituality, which is actually it's the end time one world religion. And we think, oh, that's so far away. You will be shocked at how, even in the last 10 years, how much has changed. And a lot of people, and even leaders and pastors, go, what's happening? What's happening in our churches? And so we're going to talk about that a little bit today, but give you the scripture and then see very clearly where the emerging is and then where the goal is. So it's going to be very clear today. I think this is one of the most important messages I've ever taught. I always say that, but I really feel that. It's like this, you got to know this stuff coming into this dark ages that we're coming into, because a lot of things are coming in his name. Like he said, there's going to be a lot of people prophesying in his name. He didn't send them. They're saying things he didn't say. So we need to stay true to the real Jesus of the Bible. Amen. Not this new made-up one, which every false cult has one. Whenever they veer away from the Bible, they always add to another book or they add a new prophet, is given a new revelation, and we're safe in the security of the Bible. Now in Acts 19:19, let's look there in verse 11, but we're going to go down to the 19th verse. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Evil spirits. There are such a thing as demons and evil spirits. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus. In other words, they wanted to use that same power. They wanted to use that same name, saying, we adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and of chief the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them. Are there such things as demons? Yes. Can you have experience? I want you to underline. Think about this in your head, okay? Experiences. Because where this new spirituality is going is away from the Bible into experiences. And one of the things I have been blessed the last couple weeks is finding a lot of people. I just love these New Agers that are getting saved and these people from Jehovah Witness that are getting saved. They all have their own Facebook page, from Jehovah Witness to Christianity, from the New Age to Christianity. And the refreshing of seeing how God has delivered them from these cults. And then, like I said last week, and I've been sharing a lot of this about the New Age. And of course, we've had people all along been telling us, look out for the New Age, and we didn't listen to them. But Dave Hunt has been, he's passed on now, but he had the beware of, Seduction of Christianity, yes. And I had that book in the 80s that saved me from a lot of getting into a lot of the ditches that I saw a lot of my pastor friends get in, because I saw that this was the metaphysics. I didn't know the name of it back then, but it was Christian Science in the name of faith. And what does it do? It puts everything on you. You have to do it all. You have to say with the power of your words, you can create reality. And what we found in the last 4 years is metaphysics, which is mind science, which is anti-Christian, right? So we're getting back to the Bible and seeing why a lot of these things did not work for people, why many people are shipwrecked today, because they put their faith in their own faith rather than their faith in God, in Jesus, in the Bible. So there's definitely a difference of when this started happening, and we kept thinking, we have to have more faith, we have to have more faith, and it put all this pressure on us. And then, of course, if you didn't get healed, it was your fault, because you had no faith. And this is the same thing that happens in all these cults. It's a similar vomited up garbage that just goes around under a different name. Okay, but experiences is what we're going to talk about today. Because now all these new signs and wonders people, they want experiences, but what they don't know is they're opening up the door to other spirits to come in. They're opening up to witchcraft, or they're opening up to the occult. And a lot of the things where these New Age Christian people have gotten saved is they have been out transcendental meditating. They have been out doing all these exercises and ran into demons. And guess what? They were taught there is no such thing as the devil. There is no such thing as sin. There is no such thing as all this. So then their reality is all of a sudden shaken because I'm finding out this stuff is true, so what I've been taught is wrong. And that's what happens with a lot of the metaphysic science is we've been taught you can change your reality when actually it's denying reality. And what happens, you become a Christian scientist in the name of faith is what it really is. But here the evil spirits answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in them that had the evil spirit was leaped on them, and he overcame them, and he prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house, what? Naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and the Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Verse 19, many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together. In other words, they're studying the occult. They're studying a lot of these experiences, how to, you know, whatever, occultish things. And what do? They burned them. And I suggest we do the same. Burn them, get rid of them, throw in the trash. And burned them before all men, and they didn't join in and say, let's all these religions join together now. You use my truth, I use your truth. We all have a truth. No, what did they do? They burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it. In other words, even though it was a lot of money here, 50,000 pieces of silver, and a lot of people I've said have written me and emailed me, said, now that we're finding out more and more, we've had to throw away our books, and we spent so much. Well, you're scriptural. When you find out stuff that's no longer true and it's not really the Bible, get rid of it, right? Get it out of your house. Clean your house. And said they found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Okay? Now, in Ephesians 5:11, it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Rather, reprove them. Today, we're not saying reprove them, we're saying accept them. Okay? Now, the church has opened the door to the New Age. It was once a crack, and now it's a wide open door. According to Alice Bailey, she was the mother of the New Age. Now, remember, we're going into the book of Revelations, which a lot of these New Age people say there is no such thing as hell. There is no such thing as heaven. They believe that if you have positive thoughts, you're in heaven. And some of these New Agers coming out of this say the works of negative thinking, it was just like, you're going to have a bad day because you're thinking wrong. Think of the pressure that puts on you. I mean, they go to extremes in these teachings, but we've also seen it in many of our churches that it's all on you, and we have to get back to what? Believing in Him. Believing, resting in Him. He said it's finished. And according to Alice Bailey, a mother of the New Age, she predicted, and remember, this isn't just a prediction. This is what the planners are planning. Beware when Christianity becomes popular, because it's never going to be popular in the world. If it's popular, it's not true Christianity. Because Jesus said, if they hated me, guess what? They're going to hate you too. So we're seeing a mixture coming in the name of Christianity, and we have to know what the truth is and stand on that. Also to help some of these other people that are coming out of these, God is calling people out of these cults. Isn't that exciting? And to see how God has led them out. They said sometimes it's just a Bible verse, sometimes it's a blog, sometimes it's people, they overheard people talking in a coffee shop and said they have hope and we don't. We need to find out why this isn't working for us. So they're coming to Christ. Here's a quote. She said, the Christian church in its many branches. Now, what are the branches of Christian church? Colleges, a lot of the networks that say Christian. In other words, they're going to infiltrate the Christian church in its many branches. This is a quote from her. They can serve as a saint. Notice the saint. Saint John the Baptist as a voice crying in the wilderness, as a nucleus through which illumination. Now, whenever you see that word illumination, that should always give you a red flag. New Age, Masonry, illuminating. And that's very important because they believe you are a God and you just, you know, you had, you fell asleep and you got to wake up. And basically, as you illuminate, you keep going to another level. And not only another level, but they also believe you can have another life. They believe in reincarnation. If you get it wrong this life, don't matter, Rick, you can get your next one. They believe in reincarnation, so they don't want to believe in a hell. But as a nucleus through which illumination, now that is a New Age word, may be accomplished. Now, we talked about this last week. The two people that brought in a lot of this New Age, which we didn't know it was New Age at the time, we didn't know it was Universalism, many paths to God, was Norman Vincent Peale and Robert Schuller, right? Which we both found out from last week. Get that message if you didn't, because we keep building up every week. So the footholds came in with Norman Vincent Peale, the power of positive thinking, Robert Schuller. He had the first megachurch, seeker-friendly pastor. And now this has become the norm, and it's very, very seldom even challenged that anything is being taught that's wrong. The concept like hell, sin, and repentance are downplayed so no one is offended. We are hearing Christians need to take back truths from the New Age. Now, this is what we're hearing from these supernatural schools of ministry. Some of you know what I'm talking about. This is going to be the model of the end time church. They are going to say, we, and they already are saying it, and their psychics from heaven, their books are saying, bringing earth to heaven to earth, all these different things. We have truths in the New Age. We have truths in the occult. We have truths in all these different religions that we as Christians need to take back. Well, guess what? That's how they bridge into our churches. And some people have been emailing me, saying, my pastor's saying now we have to do all this other stuff, these occultic practices, saying that we're taking back what the devil has stole from these religions. No, it's not. It's still, this is part of the New Age. This is part of all the religions coming together. This is part of the one world religion that we've been warned about. Okay, taking back the truth. They say it really belongs to the citizens of the kingdom of God. That's in the book, The Psychics of Heaven. And they need to be extracted, taken out, and used. This is the false church. Okay, there is a true church, and there's a false church. I believe there's a lot of people in the false church that love God, and we are called in this season and hour to wake them up and tell them, do you even know what to look for in a false church? And why is a church a true church? And what makes it a false church? Well, today we're going to find out some very key, simple things of how to know if you are being led down the wrong path and the wrong teaching. Because trust me, this is infiltrated like malignant cancer throughout the world. This isn't just in America that this teaching and the new apostolics, the new apostles that are overshadowing the ones that wrote the Bible, they have new revelations. This is worldwide. In every country, and we do hear from a lot of different countries from this YouTube. So God is, what they say, is in everyone and everything. Jesus was just an enlightened person. He's our model. So what is the New Age? And I took this from someone that came from the New Age and is now a born-again Christian. He said, it's an umbrella term covering a wide range of topics. You can't just nail it down real easily. It covers a wide range of topics. Now, you get ready for this, including Buddhism, Hinduism, mysticism, transcendentalism, Gnosticism. We've talked a lot about Gnosticism, paganism, pantheism, occultism, witchcraft, yoga, channeling, divination, sorcery, the mind sciences, which we've been talking about, the metaphysics, the sciences of the mind, reincarnation, astral projection, spiritual psychology, the law of attraction. Now, this is all under the umbrella of New Age. And it's the last one is about experiences over reason, wanting to have an experience. It's a collection of beliefs and practices aimed at bringing enlightenment. So they can cherry pick. They can go and they can pick from this religion, pick from that religion, pick from this one. Whatever brings you enlightenment. okay? And this is the end goal of this new age. It requires no salvation. Because if they don't believe in sin, they don't believe in a savior, right? So why would you need a savior? So really, there's no Jesus that's needed. The Jesus they talk about is an avatar, a teacher, a enlightened one, someone that just has the anointing. And a lot of these cults talk about the anointing. I didn't know that. And I was listening today about people getting delivered out of cults, the elitism of the anointing. They use Bible terms. So unless you know what to look for, there's a lot of deception going on in his name. Now, the goal is to raise the consciousness. Now, remember, this is another New Age term, the conscious, the Christ consciousness, because Christ is in you, Christ is in me, Christ is in everyone, okay? That's the goal, is to raise the consciousness or a higher vibration. Watch out for this vibration word. They're really big into the vibrating thing. To elevate our spiritual condition to a level of self-divinity. So instead of be still and know that he is God, they believe be still and know that you are God. They look inside themselves for everything. Now this movement teaches we don't become divine, we already are. We are gods, divine in and of ourselves. Everybody say help. Oh my goodness. We have to leave ignorance and realize that the inner self, they say, is ultimately God. And if you don't know you're a God, you're just ignorant. So we have to enlighten you, and you need to keep coming up to levels of enlightenment. We are a spark, they say, of the Creator, self-suffering from amnesia. I laughed when I read this one. We are a spark, they all say in the New Age, you're a spark of the divine. That's very common. Suffering from amnesia. The New Age awakens to your discovery of who you really are. You're free from limitations and you live from a state of universal consciousness. Now that's part of the New Age, but the goal at the global level, now this is what we have to know that's coming, okay? And I'm going to give you a reference today. I want you to print it out. And if you're a grandma, you got to give it to your kids and to your grand. You got to teach this, because this is going to be the age they're living in. Okay? Now, some of us have already experienced this creeping into the churches. And we're seeing some on the horizon that this supernatural signs and wonders is nothing other than occult, the latter rain coming under different terms, but it's ultimately bringing in a one world religion, okay? So the goal at the global level is what? World peace. By uniting the religions of the world under an impersonal universal God. Restoring the forgotten wisdom traditions and ancient cultures and incorporating them into our civilization. So do you understand that they're saying you can't offend anybody? This is why so much preaching now is unoffensive. We don't want to offend anyone, but remember, the true gospel offends you. That's why you got saved. You knew you were a sinner and you needed to get saved, okay? So this includes everything under the sun, no official rules of faith or practice. It's pretty much open to anything except Jesus Christ and the Bible. The New Age, it seems like it's very friendly to the Christians, but in the Bible, the persecution, and the Bible says that in the end, they're going to kill you thinking they're doing a God of service. The persecution is that they are not for the Jesus of the Bible, that he is the only way, okay? And they shun those who quote scriptures, because basically what they do in this world religion in the New Age is they say that the Bible cannot be trusted. It's just written by men. And they put doubt on the authority of scriptures. So a lot of these people coming out of these cults really have a hard time reading the Bible, because they've been filled with the lies that this is just a man-made plan filled of fear. Hell isn't real. Hell, they say, is in your negative thinking. When you think negative that day, you're living in hell. But if you think positive, you can live in heaven today. Well, how ridiculous is this? But if they have no Bible and no set of rules, they're making up their own God. Right. saying the Bible is a corrupt book invented by the church to keep people in fear. Men are seeking to define God and make him in their own image. We are not to make God in our image. He is sovereign. He is who he says he is. He is God, and we are not, right? Make no mistake about one thing. The New Age movement infiltrating Christianity is the big enchilada. All other movements. Now remember, there's got to be a transition phase. And what we're seeing in the emerging church is a transition phase into the one world religion. We're in this transition phase right now. All these books coming out, all these saying that we have to shift and we have to rethink and we have to, you know, all these different things, because this doesn't reach the real person of our culture. This Bible needs to be changed. It needs to be rewritten. We need to reach these new millennials. Well, guess what? They're sinners just like we were. It's no new modern man. We all have the same problem. God knew it. That's why he wrote the word. That's why we can trust in this. So all other movements, the emergent church, the social justices which are coming, which is the good deeds, just man now can just have a social gospel. Don't tell them about Jesus. And it's good to help people. It's good to do nice things, but we still have to tell them about Jesus. But they don't want to. The emergent church, social justice, and Chris Lamb are but the tentacles of this evil monster. And what is this monster? The quest for the new spirituality, which Dave Hunt told us years ago, back in the 80s. I looked at his books. Occultism coming in the church. Seduction of Christianity. Some of these old-time people that were pushed down and said that we were told not to read their books. They saw this coming, and they weren't popular. They were banned. They were banned from the bookstores. But guess what? They've died, but their truth lives on. And we're seeing this 30 years later. And it's making steady strides within many churches. These people that are coming out of the New Age say, it's amazing. We came out of New Thought, which is Christian Science. In other words, you deny your reality. And she goes, now we're seeing it in all the prosperity gospel churches. She goes, we stay away from those because we go, been there, done that. Now, isn't that amazing? That's what we grew up with. I'm convinced in the early seed of the one world religion that the Antichrist will use to seduce millions. There are watchmen and pastors that are standing up and exposing this movement, but you know what? It's very few. It's very few because there's a price to pay when you stand and expose things. You're not very popular. But then I say you shouldn't be in the preaching at all then if you're not going to stand for truth. God's called you, and our life is ultimately going to have to stand before him for what we do. But still, there are too many that are ignorant. They have no idea what is even going on. They have no idea what the New Age is. They just want to be a part of something new and a new movement, which we've learned, be careful for new movements. Because this is part of the prediction of the Alice Bailey. We're going to use the churches. They're used to churches, so we're going to not get rid of those churches. We're going to use those churches and infiltrate them with new doctrines, with new apostles that are getting new revelations from God that you'll never find in that Bible. Our youth are falling for this great seduction, and this is where our heart goes out. The youth are falling for this. They're hungry for God, and they want experiences. They want to experience God. So what they're doing now is they're leaving their Bible, and they're going into all these different practices that we are being told we have to take back from the occult, take back from witchcraft and all these other things that we can use it. And Harry Potter was a big part of this. Don't fool yourself. When they started infiltrating, that is nothing but witchcraft coming in. And I'm just amazed at the pastors that didn't stand up against that, that just thought, oh, that's just nothing. They just let this stuff creep and build and build and build. So many of our youth are falling, and we're going to lose a whole generation if we don't stand up. And so that's why I'm going to read from this now, and I want you guys to get this. It's an article. It's from God's Truth to a New Spirituality. And it's written by Tamara, H-A-R-T, Hartzell, Z-E-L-L, Tamara Hartzell. And you can find it on the online, and it gives you a little chart, and we're just going to go over this. This, because, you know, we want to know what the word says, but we want to know what this, what's coming in, right? This is the best article I have found that simply lets you know truth, the emerging, and error, okay? So we cannot ignore the warning signs. When you don't watch a yellow light very closely, it turns red, and what happens? You get in an accident. That yellow light is not like just rush through that yellow light like most of us do. It's to tell you, look out, because people are coming and they're probably not paying attention. And if you wait too long, you're in trouble. This is a warning light. It's going from green to red. Well, these are warning signs that we are coming into a new era, a new shift, new movements in our churches, and it's been planned for a long time. Okay? But the Bible is so awesome. It tells us all this stuff is happening. He said there's got to be a falling away before Jesus returns. This has to happen. We are not going to change it, but we don't have to be a part of it. We don't have to be deceived. We can be a part of those that walk with the Lord, walk in his true remnant. There's a lot of people saying they're the remnant, but they're walking in some of these areas. So even that word now has been compromised. But every cult moves away from Scripture into experiences. Every cult moves away from Scripture. We have got to come back to loving our Bible. And not just reading books about men, like that's what we did in the 80s and 90s. Everyone wrote their own books about what the Bible said, and they were always adding little things to it, and they were taking away from what the word really did say, and we started quoting men. We started following men. We started worshiping men. We started idolizing men. And none of us meant to. But that was what was happening in our churches. So we don't want to ignore these warning signs. The hope of the new age faith is called the new spirituality. Divine new world of peace, love, goodwill, sharing, when everyone can be free to worship in his own inner God of his own understanding and in his own way. This is why you can see true Christianity is going to be outlawed at some point in time. We're already seeing the persecution arise when you try to take a stand. And I'm not talking about angry, mean Christians. We're not talking about that. We want to have a good heart. We want to love people no matter, everybody's at a different level of learning. So we're not arrogant and proud and coming down hard on people and judging. We're just simply teaching. Right? And every person we meet, there's a lot of them that are still bound to some of these. We got to just keep a heart that's humble towards the Lord. Just say, this is the light that I've learned. The truth has opened up to me, and this is what's happening to our churches. the call for this new age kingdom of God is now being so widely heeded, even in today's Christianity. So it's no longer Christianity and new age. It's now mixed. Except for those that won't let it in. Okay? The coming of the lawless one, it says in 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 through 12, and I'm not exactly sure which Bible she uses, but I'm going to quote her. You can look it up in your own. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. You want experiences? Just like we read in Acts 19, you can have experiences. They can rip off your clothes and make you go. The devil does have power, especially if you say yes to him. That's why we want to close the door. Give no place. Expose the works of darkness. Don't embrace them. Okay? What does it say? Signs and lying wonders is one of the ways. We don't seek after signs. The Bible says signs follow us. We don't follow signs. You're always in trouble if you're going after a movement of signs and wonders with all unrighteous deception. Okay, that's 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 through 12. Jeremiah 14, 14. The prophets prophesy what? Truth in their new dreams and their new trip to heaven? Lies. They prophesy lies in my name. I have not sent them, commanded them, nor spoken to them. They prophesy to you a false vision, divination, a worthless thing, and the deceit of their heart. Jeremiah 14:14. The occult quotes listed under transition and new spirituality, which I'm going to go into, were dictated by seducing spirits, channeled by influential occultists. Alice Bailey will tell you she got all of her revelation through a spirit guide. And this is the thing that's happening now. Instead of following the Holy Spirit and the Word, people are following spirit guides. They're going beyond the Bible. We never thought we'd see this. But this researcher puts it in a very nice column. So here's basically number one, truth. Okay, how do you know if you're getting truth or not? God's eternal, unchanging word, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through what? Me. Okay, that's John 14:6. Now the dismantling, and you know that Alice Bailey said to have a new world religion, we have to dismantle Christianity piece by piece. So the emergent or the dismantling or the transition, you could say the emergent churches, this is what they say. Truth and biblical authority are replaced with contrary human interpretations to avoid division. Humanity is recognizing the need for a more vital approach to God. Men are tired of doctrinal and dogmatic differences. Well, guess what? Jesus said, I've come to bring division. The word will divide. Now, the new spirituality that we're emerging into, that's coming out of the beast, the Romans 17, 18, a portion of truth is found in every religion, they say, and philosophical system. There is no room for absolute truth. Are you hearing this? There's no room for, say, just the Bible. But there are relative truths. When we can contact our own inner God, all truth will be revealed to us. Okay? Examples of this in our day are what? The shack? Universalism? Oh, but it was such a nice, sweet message. Here it is, universalism, the new spirituality, and the secret. Okay? Now, Jesus, our Savior, okay? Biblical Christianity, what do we believe? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God, Matthew 16:15-16. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue confess that who? Jesus Christ is Lord. Philippians 2:10-11. Now we're transitioning, now we're emerging, now we're dismantling. Into what? The teaching of Christ is not obsolete and it's out of date. It needs only to be rescued from the interpretations of the theologies of the past. It needs to be changed, updated. Beware, the Bible says, don't add to and don't take away from the Bible. Okay, so right away, just that one scripture, but it's in different places, should be a red flag to you. Now the new spirituality, what they're teaching, see Christ as representing all the faiths and taking his rightful place as world teacher. They may not call him Christ, but they have their own name for him. He's an avatar. He's a teacher. He's a spirit guide. And they follow him as truly and faithfully as their Western brothers. They don't allow him to be Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Son of God. Okay, so this new spirituality is what? Anti-Christ. Okay? Don't expect this world to accept the real Jesus. He says, if you're famous in the world, guess what? You're not going to be famous because if you preach the true gospel, you're going to be what? Hated. So a lot of these big-time preachers, what are they really preaching? Okay? Now, incarnation, what does that mean, that Christ is God and man? He, or Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, Colossians 1:15. The Word became flesh, and it dwelt among us, John 1:14. You guys doing okay? Now the transition or the dismantling that's happening and what's this emerging is merging into, in order to incarnate Christ into the culture. Now remember, now these new churches, what are they doing? They're bringing the culture into the church. They're saying we've got to save them by watering down the music, seeker friendly. We've got to make sure not to offend them. But what's happening is you're not getting them saved. So compromise never brings, God is not into compromising. So this transition now is we've got to look to redeem the culture. We've got to redeem the culture. No, we're here to save the people and the culture. Because why? His kingdom is not of this world. Jesus said the kingdom, if it was, that he would have let them fight when Jesus was there. They would have, he said, no, my kingdom's not of this world. That's why we get saved. We're looking for heaven as our home. There is a heaven and there is a hell. Okay, now the new spirituality, it says you are God in a physical body. You are all power. You are all intelligence. You are the creator. That's in The Secret. Page, I can't even read my, anyway, there's a page down there. It's so small I can't see it. But now salvation, is it by faith or is it by works? What do you believe as a Christian? Do you know what you believe? We have to know what we believe. So when these teachings come in, we will say, that's New Age. That's emergent, okay? So we're going to finish this list. Salvation, is it by faith or is it by works? Do you know? By grace you have been saved through faith, and it's not faith in yourself, aren't you glad? It's faith in him, what he's done for you. You can rest because he's finished it. And that not of yourselves. Now the New Age is all about you. Even some of these word of faith teachings, it's all about what you do. It's all about you. If you're not healed, it's your fault. You know, you got to go get back and get more faith, however you have to get more faith. Well, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. It's not a formula. It's a relationship. And there you have a rest. Now he says, broad is the way that leads to destruction, narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which lead to life, and there are few that find it. Not the masses. The way is what? It's narrow. Why is it narrow? Because everybody wants to go their own way. But he, as God's given us his word, tells us what the way is. So we have to follow his word. Now here's what's happening in the emergent. We have taught that Christ died to save the world and have endeavored to show that only believers could be saved. Individual salvation is purely selfish. It is interest in its interest and its origin. So they're preaching you don't need to be saved. Do you see how dangerous this is in this emergent church? Because now people are having false converts. They just say a massive prayer. God has a plan for your life. No, they need to say, just like when we need Jesus in our life. We will turn from our sin. We want to make him Lord of our life, right? Be a servant, his servant. Now, the new spirituality, only those principles and truths which are universally, universe is a big thing to them, recognized, which find their place in every religion, are truly necessary to salvation. So now what are they saying? It's not about Christianity. It's about every other religion, and they still use the word salvation. So it's confusing. So we can't just go by certain terms anymore. We got to find out what's behind the terms. Faith, is it based on truth or experience? Now here's big for this new generation coming up. They all want experience. This is why the Kundalini spirit, study that out yourself, is huge right now. They want experiences. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Galatians 2:20. Your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Okay, what's the transition we're going through? What's this emergent? There is need for vision. How many churches talk about vision? They're motivational speakers. They just talk about your vision, your destiny. Taken away from the gospel, and now it's all about you, isn't it? The need for vision, wisdom, and that wide tolerance which will see divinity on every hand and recognize the Christ in every human being. Well, if you're not saved, you're none of his. He rebuked the Sadducees and Pharisees, right? He called them, you're of the father, the devil. He doesn't say we have to choose which way we're going to go. We don't just get to pick. We go his way, right? Now the new spirituality says there will emerge the universal religion, the one church. Doctrines and dogmas will no longer be regarded as necessary. Forget the Bible. For faith will be based on experience. Your faith will be built on experience. So you got to come to church. You got to feel good. You got to have seductive songs that are romantic, so it makes you feel like he's hugging you. You're being romanced. See how it's already happening? No, we're here to worship him. It's not about us. We do get blessed when we worship him, but it's not about us feeling good. It's about us taking our place and doing what he says, and we get blessed. We get filled with him, filled with his spirit, because we're obedient to what he said. Sin confessed or ignored. 1 John 1:8-9. I've only got a few more left. Five more. Hang on. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:8-9. What do they say in the transition, the emergent? What do these doctrines of demons say? The reality of sin and guilt are ignored, minimized, redefined, or replaced by unbiblical tolerance. This is sad to me because I've helped a lot of people that were prostitutes and in different lifestyles, and because they repented, they got saved. So if we don't give them hope, just say, you're fine the way you are. God does love you, but he wants you to be changed. They'll live in defeat their whole life. And this is what the devil wants. He wants them to be bound. The reality of sin and guilt are ignored, minimized, redefined, or replaced by unbiblical tolerance. Or, as Spirit Guide, this guide called it, the law of loving and understanding. Just love everyone. Understand everyone. Well, we do love everyone, but we don't stop there. We give them hope that Jesus can change their life. Now, the new spirituality, where they're going, trust me, it's going, and it will happen. The Bible says it is, that there is no sin. That old message of right and wrong, good and evil, everlasting rewarding and everlasting damnation has done nothing to end the suffering. It's a message of separation. Get this, message of separation. And because of that very thing that they're going to say Christians are full of hatred, hate speech, they want a separate religion. If you don't know any better, that sounds, well, yeah, we're not any better than, and we aren't any better than the other religion, other than the fact that Jesus died and gave his blood so they could become part of it too. Amen. Once the blinders come off, and a lot of these people from these cults are seeing, wow, I need a Jesus in my life. I'm tired of working all these programs, these formulas that don't work. Now, the gospel, the truth, or is it deception? Now, remember, they're saying that the word of God is not true. It's full of errors. The good news about the suffering, redeeming, and victorious resurrection of Jesus, that we might be saved from sin and joined to Jesus, those who deny his gospel will what? Face judgment. That's what the Bible says. If you get saved, all your sins have been placed on him. What a deal. But if you don't, we're going to face judgment, right? Well, they don't like that. Now, here's what the transition and the dismantling of Christianity says. The old gospel is replaced by a more positive gospel. Okay, we talked about that last week. The whole positive confession movement, which was based on 33 degree Masons, that said, you really aren't sinful. The worst thing they could have done is told you that you're a sinner. All you need is what? Self-esteem. So they go around running around trying to be positive all day long and get self-esteem and feel good about themselves. Positive gospel. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Just agree and accept his love. Don't dwell on sin. Now, we don't dwell on sin, but if we do miss it, we have a way out. We can confess our sins and repent. This message, according to New Spirituality, is only message that can save the world. The message is what? They call it the new gospel. We are all one. This is their new gospel. They are changing the gospel little by little. They're putting the grace gospel, the faith gospel, adding things on to gospel. They call it the new. No, we're sticking with the original, right? All right, can you handle three more? Two more. I'll just give you two more. Separation. This is important. The Bible says we're to walk as children of the light, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but what? Rather expose them. Now, this emergent, the key to the new spirituality is a belief that God is not separate from anyone or anything, and neither are we. It's called just inclusive. Have you heard of that? Tolerance, inclusive. Now, the new spirituality, the ushering in of the new world order, we've talked a lot here about that. What is the new world order? It's been planned for hundreds of years. will gather into its ranks all men of peace and goodwill. The Bible says, beware when they say peace, doesn't it? The embodiment of the emerging kingdom of God on earth, okay? The kingdom of God is not on the earth. The kingdom of God is not on this earth. And this is the whole dominionism, the seven mountains that you're going to hear is going to become so popular. Already it is popular, but it's nothing. I didn't ever know what dominionism was until I studied it out. They believe that the kingdom is going to be on the earth, that we're overtaking all those mountains, and Jesus can't come back. Well, guess what? He can come back whenever he wants. He's paid the price, and we're not going to tell him what to do. But these dominionists think that they're going to have so much control that the kingdom of God is going to be on the earth. And this is why it's confusing. They use the same terms. And I knew a lot of these guys personally. They don't believe in heaven. They don't believe in hell. How sad. And lastly, the kingdom of God. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. John 18:36. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed unto us the kingdom of the Son, in whom we have redemption, what? Through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:13. Simple, isn't it? Okay, now here's what they're doing to take it away. Christ's major task was the establishing of God's kingdom upon the earth. He showed us the way in which humanity could enter that kingdom. The way is found, guess how they say, the way is found into this kingdom. Service to our fellow men. No, that's not the way. You're saved and born again and make him Lord, not service or social justices. Now lastly, the true church and the new spirituality is the kingdom of God, they say, on earth. Composed of all, regardless of race or creed, who live by the light within, who have discovered the fact of the mystical Christ in their hearts. Now, this is promoted by world leaders, occult authors, deceiving spirits, channeling demons, doctrines that demons teach. As the Bible says, there's doctrines that demons are going to teach. In Matthew 24, what are the things we're supposed to watch out for? False prophets, false teachers that come in his name. We thought it was going to be out there somewhere. It's within the church. Do you know your Bible well enough to know when these things come in, are you going to be deceived? And the last scripture, 2 Timothy 4:2-5. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap, and there are heaps of false teachers, for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you, what are you supposed to do? Be watchful in all things. Amen? Stay awake and say, well, I don't have... Stay awake not only for you, but if you have relatives, if you have children, if you have grandchildren, we are going to need to influence this next generation. Even if they don't want to hear it, and guess what, they don't. Because the new thing is to have experiences and to go transcendental meditate and to astral project and do all these things we knew when we got saved was wrong. And when I was listening to these people getting saved, they got convicted in Deuteronomy 18 not to do all these things. It's like, man, I got so convicted. I'm doing all this occult stuff and the Bible is against it. Yeah, the Bible is against it. There's power in the gospel. And we already have this stuff they're searching for. They're looking for it. You found it. Be thankful. Rejoice. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen? And get into your Bibles and find out, well, there's a whole lot in there that we didn't know. So, Father, we thank you for your word that we repent once again for falling for some of these teachers that had such great revelations, but it wasn't from you. And I just pray for all the YouTube people here, Lord, that they would study their Bibles, that they would know this is a time of separation. There is a time of separating from some of these movements and these teachers and even famous preachers that are not preaching. It's self-motivated. It's all about you. It's what you can get. It's full of covetousness and greed, but it's not the true gospel. Father, we thank you for your word. And everyone said,